It was great to meet him that day. And, of course, it was in the afternoon. We were doing an afternoon session. Then we played at night, too, Saturday afternoon. And we played Saturday night. And he gave me his phone number. We exchanged phone numbers, and I called the next day. And that's how we became friends.
I would bet. Now,
oh, yeah. Yes.
Now, I have to say an experience like that sort has happened sort of to me recently, where I had a phone number that I couldn't believe that I had.
Ooh.
I mean, what was that like for you, especially you're a guitarist?
Yes. It was unbelievable. It was an honor for him to give it out so fast, and I didn't even ask for it. And that's, like you say, it's just an honor that I was asked to go to his house and jam with him. And that's how we became friends, and I think he was scouting me out to form a trio, which he did, and which I found out later. That's the reason why.
He told you later. So,
yeah.
Now, had Lou attended a lot of your gigs? I'm assuming he did. He doesn't just, like, pick up guys at a bar and that happened to have a guitar strapped on their back, right?
No. He came to almost every gig I was at. I was surprised. I would be in, let's say Yonkers maybe playing, and he would show up. Or I'd be down the shore, he would show up. New York also. That's right, in New York one night. And no matter where I was, I would be playing, and then he would walk in the door and say, "I don't believe it, Les Paul's here."
Wow.
And I would, once in a while, on some of my single gigs, that was when I was with the groups, when I was playing single, he would bring a guitar in and sit in with me. And we did that for many years, let's see, 12, 13, 14, about 15 years of him sitting in.
You did for 14 years, Les would come to your gigs and sort of sit in with you?
Yes.
And it was 14 years before you got a formal invitation to actually play with him.
Right, exactly.
That's a hell of an audition, Lou Paolo.
That was an audition, no. Yes. And he always kept saying, "Come on, let's do some extra stuff." And he was retired at the time, of course. And and he was just wanted to get back into it. He saw the reaction of the people. They just loved seeing him. And he got that craving to get out there again in the public.
That's amazing. That's an amazing story. And did you have any idea when he was coming up on stage and just jamming with you, which I'm sure was amazing in and of itself just to experience, did you have any idea that you were going to end up actually formally performing with him? Did he give you any indication of that?
No.
No?
No, just let's say a lot of, he had a studio in the house, and he had a lot of different sessions, and he would get me on the sessions, which was great too.
What kind of sessions, Lou?
Well, they were like, oh my God, let's see, he had so many people in there. Well, he even had the Rascals were in there.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, before they became the Rascals, and they recorded there.
And we've been playing Petula Clark today. I think she was one of them?
Right. Tony Hatch, her conductor, conducted the big band there, which we did a recording for her.
Uh-huh.
Who else? Merrill. Somebody, Merrill. Duchin. Eddie Duchin.
Oh, Eddie Duchin. Oh, done club,
well, not him,
club
but
dates.
it was his son or somebody, I think. For another one, I can't
Peter.
Remember.
Peter.
Yeah,
Duchin.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and there was so many famous piano players that recorded there. I can't think. But anyway, like, he had a lot of sessions, and when they needed a guitarist, Les would recommend me, and of course I got on the sessions there.
Oh, that doesn't stink either, Lou.
No, it doesn't. You know,
oh, my goodness. And speaking of famous names, now, you played, how long were you playing at Iridium with Les?
Oh, let's see, 84, we were at Fat Tuesdays for 12 years to, was that 97? And then from 97 to when he passed away.
You were at Fat Tuesdays. I forgot about that. So we're talking about, you were there with Les for about 30 years, one gig or another.
Yes.
Amazing.
From Fat Tuesdays to the Iridium, correct.
And people started to come and sit in with you guys.
Oh, my God. I think every guitarist from rock and roll to heavy metal to jazz would come in. And even singers and actresses and actresses would come in.
It's amazing. And I've got a list. You've seen I've got a short list in front of me, you guys, that Lou does not have, doesn't have, but let me see here. Now, you released a documentary entitled Thank You Less.
Correct.
And some of the artists even on that DVD and CD set are Jose Feliciano, Steve Miller, Keith Richards, Slash. Tell us about putting that together, about putting Thank You Less together.
Well, let's see. I was approached by Showplace Studios in Dover, and that was Ben Elliott and Joni Forte,
yeah,
who also was involved, and they said, how would you like to do the, you know, a Thank You Less documentary and a CD? And I said, oh, that'd be great. So all I did was just contact all the friends of mine, the Keith Richards and the Steve Millers and on and on, Bucky Pizzarelli and so forth. And they all said yes. They were all on board. And it was very easy. Just the only thing was to get them coordinated so we get them into the studio.
And well, that's not easy.
No, it's not, because who's in Europe, who's in Australia?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Who wasn't feeling good? In fact, Steve Miller wasn't feeling good that day, but yet he still came in and did two songs on the CD.
And he's the spring chicken of the group.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We had Noki Edwards from The Ventures. He was great, too. We flew him in from Arizona, because he was in Nashville. Now he lives in Arizona. And he did right away. They just came right in. Lou, anything you would like. And there were other performers who couldn't make it because we didn't have enough space. We had 21 cuts on that CD, and we just couldn't put any more people on.
Wow. Wow.
But, you know, I know I got calls from Jeff Baxter. Oh, how come I'm not on? Neil Schoen couldn't make it from Journey. He wanted to be on it. Van Halen wanted to be on it. So there's so many.
You need to do a part two, Lou Paolo.
I know, but I don't know if we're going to have the time. But we can get all of them on there. But it's great, though. And Richie Sambora, I'm sorry, too. He couldn't get on because he was busy at the time.
Now, those of you who are listening and are interested in purchasing the Thank You Less CD or documentary or the combination, which is a really wonderful set and wonderful gift, you can get that on Amazon.com, according to Joni, right?
Yes,
right, Lou?
Amazon.com, correct.
Okay, and you can even get it on vinyl? You can get the
vinyl also, correct. Right,
thankyouless.com, so you can get more information about...
On the vinyl.
Yeah, about the vinyl. And so let's... If you have a couple minutes to stick around while we play another track from the Jersey Guitar Mafia, Lou? Okay. So we've got favorite Italian songs here. You got a Mamala on the back.
She was...
she's somebody's mother?
Holy Walnut's mother in the series.
Of course she was.
She was the mother. Yeah, Paulie Walnuts' mother.
I just finished watching The Sopranos, and she was, because I had no money for HBO when it was on, so I'm watching it just through the magic of Roku.
Yes.
I just the whole 5 years in a year. Okay, so we've got Ciao Ciao Bambino, which is a cut one. What do you want to introduce that for us, Lou Paolo?
Oh, the Ciao Ciao Bambino. Let's see if I can introduce it. Like as far as. When we went into the studio with these great, great musicians, and of course, unbelievable, all I do is have lead sheets and just put them on the stand. And I looked at Al and said, Al, you take the first part, and Bucky's going to play rhythm. Frank, you take this part, I'll do this part. And of course, Gary played the bass, and that was it. And they just went right through it. We put the whole thing together in one session. All these songs.
Of course you did. Of course you did. And Bucky doing, as he would put it, the old bump chank.
Oh, yes, right away. All live. And if anything happened, like someone made a noise or something, all right, so we start from the beginning, boom, we'll put it right through. Right through. No problem.
Oh, goodness. I wish I was a fly on the wall there.
Oh, and, you would have fun.
And I just want to let everybody know, in case anybody's like at a dentist appointment or something, if you want to... Get yourself tickets for Jersey Guitar Mafia. You can call them at 973-595-0100. It happens here in New Jersey at the Wayne YMCA. And before the show, and we're going to ask Lou about this in a minute, after we hear a track, there is a master class, which I'm excited. I'm going to be attending. I can't play a note on the guitar, but I just want to watch you guys work.
Okay.
All right. So, and again, this is Jersey Guitar Mafia. You can purchase the CD if you can't make it to the gig at jerseyguitarmafia.com. Here we go. A little bit from Ciao Ciao Bambino.
This is Bucky Pizzarelli, and you're listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Good choice.
Yeah, that was Bucky on one of the guitars on this album called Jersey Guitar Mafia with Ciao Ciao Bambina. And joining Bucky on this Jersey Guitar Mafia album, we have Frank Vignola, who's also the young pup of the group, Al Caiola, Lou Paolo, and on the bass, Mr. Gary Mazzarapi. And we are joined right now by Mr. Lou Paolo, who's going to be performing with those guys at the Wayne YMCA this coming Thursday, November 20th at 8 o'clock. Are you there, Lou?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go.
Yes, 8 o'clock, we will be there, and it's going to be a great show. I can't wait.
Let's give some props to all of these amazing people. Of course, Bucky, we are very familiar with. He's performed with artists like Stefan Grappelli and Benny Goodman, and he's former member of the Tonight Show Band. But tell everybody a little bit about Al Caiola and Frank Vignola. We've played both of them here on Anything Goes, but their name's not quite as familiar, perhaps, to people.
Yes, well, of course, Al Caiola, thinking of going back to, he did a lot of sessions, recording sessions in the 50s and 60s. He did Bonanza, the theme for Bonanza.
Okay, everybody knows that one.
Oh, they sure do know that one.
Yeah.
That's him on guitar. And he did a few other movie themes. I'm trying to think, not The Good, Bad, and the Ugly, but one of those.
Magnificent
other ones.
Seven, maybe?
Yes, he was. Which one?
The Magnificent Seven.
That's it, the Magnificent
Seven. I'm cheating,
Seven.
Of course. I have notes in front of me,
Good
Lou.
Girl.
You know.
That was it, the Magnificent Seven.
Thanks, Joni.
Okay. Oh, Joni gave you those notes. All right. Yes, he did that. That's actually, that was the Marlboro commercial, too.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it was like the music background to it and so forth. But anyway, Al did those, and but he performed with everybody from Sinatra to you name him. Stephen Eady was the last people he was with.
Wow.
And
Tony Bennett, I believe, right?
Tony Bennett. Oh, he was with them all. I mean, we just go on and on. Mel Torme to on and on and on. And he's the oldest one in the group right now. He's 93 or 94.
Wow.
I think he just turned 94. And in the studio, here's a good story for you. Here we are, all of us under him, meaning under 94. We all have glasses on reading the music. I have to put glasses on, cheating glasses. And Bucky has glasses on. Gary has glasses on. And Frank Mignola. And here's this guy, 94, no glasses at all, reading the charts. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, he is. And he's so good. When I do work with him on different gigs, he carries his own amp in and everything. His amp and his guitar, brings it right in.
Holy moly, that is amazing.
Yeah, he is.
You are tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery speaking with guitarist Lou Paolo. And speaking of young pups, what about Frank Vignola? He is amazing, too.
He's the young pup, and he is so talented, unbelievably talented. Met him at Fat Tuesdays. Came in and played with us when he was 18 or 19.
I was going to say he must have been 12 at the time.
Oh, yes. Les couldn't believe it. He just knocked us out. He'd come in with that big L5 or 400. I forget what kind of guitar it was, but it was a Gibson, but a big one. And he just knocked us out. He just, at way back, 1985, maybe 84, 85, 86, around there.
Oh, amazing. Yeah,
and he's just dynamite. What a talented guy. Chords, melody, arrangements that he does. We've even done a CD together, and we put that together also in 4 hours because he's so great. He's great.
Wow. Do you know offhand the name of that CD? I'm going to look that.
It's called Sway Me Smooth.
Sway Me Smooth. Ooh, nice title. I like it.
Now,
and you have a couple of special guests coming up at the Y on this Thursday at 8 o'clock that are not on the album.
That's correct.
And so you've got Eddie Brigati of the
Eddie
Rascals.
Brigati from the Rascals. I was going to say a card. If people understand what that means, he's just a funny guy.
I think so.
Yes, he's very talented also, and a great singer. So he's going to do some. Something different than what he did on the recordings. I think he's going to sing a Johnny Mathis song.
Oh, really?
Yes,
interesting.
Great.
Well, he did the vocals and also co-wrote "How Can I Be Sure" and "Groovin."
Well,
so he's got he's got the right chops for that.
Yes, he does. Oh, that's unbelievable. And I love that song.
Okay. And Vinny Ranioli.
Vin Ranioli is Frank Vignola's guitarist that he uses on when they travel to Europe and so forth. And he is also talented. He's learning a lot from Frank. And you work with Frank for 6 months, you're going to learn a lot from Frank. He's a genius.
And the wild and crazy Mr. Bob Livey.
Oh, and then we have the wild and crazy Bob Livey on trumpet. And he is, I've worked with him quite a few times, quite a few years, let's put it that way. And he is talented. And he'll knock your socks off. He's going to do some... He has a great tone on the trumpet. Have you ever worked with him?
No, I haven't. I've been on stage with him, but I haven't worked with him. I'll have to explain that to you on the gig.
Oh, okay.
But he used to work with the Smith Street Society Jazz Band sometimes,
yes,
and I was
them a lot.
Friends
oh, yeah,
with
I've
those
done,
guys.
I've done that a few times, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, with them, with Bruce
McNichols. The late, great Bruce.
Yeah,
Bruce.
And the late Bruce McNichols. He was a great guy. And so Bob has a great tone on the trumpet, and Google, and he's talented. He sings and he does some funny things, which people, they'll see if they come. They have to come out to the show to see it.
Okay. All right. Well, we are running out of time, Lou Paolo.
Oh,
although I'm here, I am earnestly hoping that you will take my contact information and put it somewhere so that you can get in touch with me again, because I would love to speak with you again.
Yes, I will.
I would like that very much. So thank you so much for making time for us, and I want to let everybody know we have one pair of tickets for the gig at the Wayne Y. So we'll be asking a trivia question, a not easy trivia question that Joni provided. This is actually quite cool.
Very cool. Great.
And I would not have known this, but so we're gonna please stump the listeners. And we also have two pairs of tickets for the masterclass, which I'm really looking forward to as well, Lou. How long is that masterclass going to be?
Oh, just an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, 5:30 to 6:30.
Okay, so you guys have a dinner break between the master class and the gig.
Yeah, then we have a dinner break between there, and we're going to do the best we can in an hour. We've done it before, so we'll see how we'll do this time.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks again for making time for us,
Thank
Lou,
you,
and I'm looking forward to meeting you on Thursday.
Okay, so
okay.
am I.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, you guys. So here's the scoop. If you want information about the gig at the Jersey Guitar Mafia, one performance only, Wayne YMCA at 8 p.m. this coming Thursday, the 20th. The masterclass happens at 5:30. All right. For information, you can call 973-595-0100. And to purchase the tickets on the web, go to Wayne YMCA and click on the purple Rosen logo. Okay. To purchase the Jersey Guitar Mafia CD, go to jerseyguitarmafia.com. And to purchase the Thank You Less CD or the documentary or the combo, go to amazon.com. And here is another track from the Guitar Mafia, and then we're going to be posing a trivia question to you for that chance to win that one pair of tickets for the Jersey Guitar Mafia. So sharpen your pencils and your thinking caps.